Welcome to another great night of sports. Let me try this again. We had problems with YouTube. Somehow it wasn't uploading the way it's supposed to. But however, I think we fixed it. There's a lot going on. Let me give you an announcement. What is going on with our podcast? We have a website that's kind of up and going. We're doing a few tests on it to make sure is stable enough to hold the podcast. Alrighty, we're not going through a third party for a while after that, just to test it out. If we like the outcome of the website, we're going to keep it going, okay? Of course, it's just for you and for your listening enjoyment. Of course, that podcast will be uploaded to iTunes as soon as we drop it in the upload, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of chat about how Matt Hardy calls out the WWE, the most spookiest man in show entertainment. I'm not talking about Undertaker, I'm not talking about Demon Kane. However, I'm talking about Bray Wyatt. Tonight's main event will be Matt Hardy calls out Bray Wyatt. Don't know why he's doing that, because his contract is with still TNA, and Bray Wyatt still has a contract with WWE. So we don't know how this is actually going to work out. However, TNA was awesome, had an awesome night tonight on TV. A lot of smack going on and a lot of awesome matches. I didn't get to watch it because I was watching the DNC. This was the last night of the Democratic National Convention, but that has nothing to do with sports. People might say it does, but I don't care what people have to say, because this is a sports channel, right? Go figure. Want politics, go find you some politics channel and take a listen to that. Where do we want to start? Okay, EC3 defeated Matt Hardy. Why not? Let's talk about that match. TNA. Back and forth action pretty much happened. Matt resorts to biting early on a triad encounter EC3. Actually, it leads to EC3 bleeding on the bridge of his nose. EC3 hits a beautiful drop kick, and he lands. He clutches his left leg in pain. Matt sees and pounces on the EC3, starts targeting the left leg. EC3 was able to eventually counter Matt's attack and send him outside the ring. Carter then dives over the rope onto Matt. Now, they get back in the ring. Matt hits his hanging DDT on EC3 for a two count. Hardy tries to hit the twist of hate on EC3, but he rallies with flurry of moves. A lot happened during that match, but of course, Matt Hardy did not win that match. There was a good Divas match on TNA. Gail Kim defeated Madison Rayne. Like I said, it was a good match between those two. They have a very long history with each other. Very evenly contested match. Let's talk about the story of the match. They've known each other for a long time. They know each other's moves. That's why early in the match, there was a lot of counters and reversals. The final sequence there, Gail Kim came off the rope, and Miss Madison hits Rain Check for a near fall, but Gail reaches the ropes. Like I said, that was a good match. There's a new superstar in TNA. His name is Moose. I'm not talking about the animal either that you see out in the wildlife somewhere. I'm talking about a superstar named Moose. Moose defeated first night David Starr. It was a showcase match for Moose where he shows off his athleticism and also his power. Starr tries to fight back momentarily but gets powerbombed on the apron on the outside of the ring. Moose hits the game breaker for the easy victory. Bobby Lashley defeated DJZ to retain the X Division title. It was a ladder match, so I did not get to see that match. But however, there was a good match, DK versus the Pro Mans for the TNA World Tag Team Championship. Both teams were in the ring already with weapons. DK were in control. Crazy Steve throws tumble tacks on the ring floor. Bob wire board is set in a corner. And pretty much starts hitting Jesse with a steel chair. The bromance charged the tide in the match. And I can tell it was a good match. The DK defeated the bromance in a hardcore TNA World Tag Team Championship kind of match. Mike Bennett defeats Drew Galloway to advance in a round or to the Bound for Glory final. Big day in UFC. Remember, we have UFC 201 just coming around the corner, set for Saturday, July the 30th. A very good match that we need to talk about. Lawler versus Woodley, and that action starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, there's action before all of this, and it's going to be a crazy day for UFC. I'm not going to read all. Oh, what the hey, right? Remember on FS2. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there is a few matches right there too. But starting at 6:30 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time on UFC Fight Pass, there is a few matches on there too before the big match happens at 10 p.m. All this is in Atlanta, Georgia. You might want to check it out. That's UFC. I will post everything on the description on the YouTube and also on our podcast. Chad Medeiros didn't ask for sympathy or pleaded for mercy after testing positive for a banned substance. You remember a couple of weeks ago, Brock Lesnar tested positive for drugs also. UFC does not have a wellness program in place at this time. Apparently, they will be getting a wellness program eventually, but we don't know when. Time is to tell on that one. He tested positive for GHRB6, collected by the USADA, United States Anti-Doping Agency. He was suspended for 2 years after tested positive. It's pretty crazy, huh? However, we already know what was going on with McGregor. He first tested positive, but now he is a spokesman of that. Also, Holly Holm, the most tested athletes in a UFC roster, was just recently tested. So far, it's not positive. Now to the NFL. NFL is just around the corner. We have a Hall of Fame matchup for you in the NFL. Pretty much a good game is set to happen on live national TV on August the 7th, which is on Sunday. Green Bay Packers will be facing the Colts. You know, that is a Hall of Fame game. They have a good rivalry for a very long time. It's going to happen on the NFL Game Tracks channel. We'll be right back with the main event about Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. We don't know if this match is going to happen, but you never know. We'll be right back right after this.
A plain English overview of small business VoIP. Everything the small business owner or manager wanted to know about voice over IP protocol, but were afraid to ask. VoIP is everywhere, and if applied to your small business properly, can save you money while enhancing your efficiency and overall productivity. This article is written by Scott Bernhardt, Cisco Certified Voice Professional, CCNA, CCNP, Cisco Express Foundation Design Specialist, and Small Business Owner. This is not a guide written on VoIP for experts. This is a guide on VoIP for small business owners written by an expert. Easy to read, this paper explains in easy to understand concepts the complex technical issues of VoIP, and more importantly, how it applies to your small business phone system. Today, small businesses can save money and at the same time enhance communications. It's all explained in detail and in plain English here.
Hello, I'm Christian Evans. I lost nearly 200 pounds without any diet pills or surgery. I feel way better than I did when I was this guy right here. Believe it or not, I'm the same person, but a different mindset. I'm more energetic, I'm more healthier, and I have the best outlook on life than I've ever had in my entire life. I want you to have this same good feeling like I have. I have a program for you, and it's called the Christian's Weight Success Starter Program. Direct message me to learn more.
We're back live, of course. Hashtag me at hashtag CWN Sports. I try to do this live on YouTube somehow. YouTube is pretty busy, jammed up with the national convention, bullcrap. So it seems like I'm going to record this and upload it to YouTube for better quality. Baseball was a very busy day in baseball. Well, kind of a very light day in my opinion. A lot of stuff did happen in the games. I did not watch any of the games because I was passed out in bed taking some R&R because we have a lot of stuff that I do around here as far as business relations go. Just behind the center, we're busy. For the first time, I did sleep a little bit good. Let's just get to the rest of the sports program, so we can kick the show off on our new podcast page. We'll eventually go live where you can actually get all the podcasts that you missed the show. You can just get it over and over again. Eventually, we will have a website that you have to pay for, but it's going to be a decent price. It's not going to be, like, very expensive, but it's... the money will go into equipment or whatever, just because it's what's best for business. What's going on with the Red Sox and Angels game? Price with a 7-shot out innings for the Red Sox. Tell you what, that was a good game. My good God, I don't even know where to start out with that game. I just will just leave it off to the pros. Let them talk about that game. Because the Red Sox walk out of that ballpark fair and square, kicking the Angels' rear end 1-0. However, the starter, Rock Roark, still on the mound for the Nationals. That was an awesome game. However, I was going for the Giants on this game. Thank God I did not bet on this game because the Giants lost against the Nationals 4-1. Rocky scored a 2-run in the ninth in to win it all. The Mets met up with the Rockies. It was an interesting game. It looked like it was a well fought out game. Rockies went home with a win 2-1. Diamondbacks lose despite of the 11K from the Braves. All I can say about this game, well fought game. Throughout the whole game, baseball might look boring on TV, but when there's a good play, all mounds are full. Then somebody hits a home run. You know what? That's a good game. The Brewers came out with a win. They went home with the win, actually, 6-4. I love watching the Phillies play. Three hitters in the game drive multiple runs. Phillies came out with a win, of course, 7-5. Cardinals withstand the Marlins rally. Man, that was a good game also. The Cardinals came out with the win straight up, 5-4. However, those Twins versus the Orioles game, man, Twins, you know how I kick some rear end when you want to win. Twins get the two RBIs from Russell and Kepler, 6-2. Twins did get out of the game with that win again. The score is 6-2. Moreland belts two home runs for the Rangers. Texas, no, back to Rangers. One, big time. 3-2. Goodbye, Royals. We had a good wild card on this game, and actually, it looks like if I could have bet on this game, I would win this game straight up. Cubs versus the White Sox. That is a rivalry game. Always has been and will always be. Luckily comes with keeps the White Sox at bay, yielding one run and six strong innings for the win. Cubs went home with a win, 3-1. Let's talk about tomorrow's games. I'm gonna let y'all go for today after the main event. There's a bunch of good games going on tomorrow, I tell ya. I don't know where to start at. However, we need to get the broadcast done. Let's do this thing, right? Let's talk about the Seattle versus the Chicago Cubs. That game is tomorrow, starting off at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Toronto versus the Baltimore. That game is 7:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cleveland versus Oakland. That's going to be a good game. However, I believe that Oakland will win this one. That game starts at 7:10 p.m. Miami versus St. Louis, 7:10 p.m. Houston Astros be facing Detroit. They're not going to be at home. So they're going to be at Detroit at 7:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Colorado versus the New York Mets, of course, that's 7:10 p.m. New York Yankees versus Tampa Bay at 7:10 p.m. Atlanta versus Philadelphia, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kansas City versus the Texas Rangers at 8:05 Eastern Standard Time. Those darn Pittsburgh Pirates versus Miami Brewers at 8:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Minnesota versus Chicago. Of course, that's going to be a good game, and I am rooting for Chicago on this one. That game starts at 8:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FSN. Boston versus Los Angeles Angels. I'm going to call it down in the middle. Los Angeles might come out with a win, and that starts at 10:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FSW. Arizona versus Los Angeles Dodgers at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Washington versus San Francisco Giants, 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Cincinnati versus San Diego. You got to face Cincinnati Reds. Good luck with the win, guys. 10:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Looks like Saturday is going to be a very busy day in Major League Baseball. And let's get down to the main event. I'm going to cut y'all loose. The main event, Matt Hardy has a very clear message for Bray Wyatt. He said, I actually found fondness and appreciation for Bray Wyatt, and I see that he is driven by the highest power, much as I'm driven and motivated and inspired to given by the strength of the seven deities. I respect how he doesn't walk in the normal path. He carves his own. I would love one day down the road to show up in the WWE and have a match with Bray Wyatt. I would love to bring him to my battlefield and delete him. That would be my honor. Hardy's broken character is given TNA's new life on Pop TV as the Impact Zone delivered its highest rating of the year on its Thursday night debut last week. Part of TNA's success teams with the Hardy fought his brother Jeff at the Hardy compound in North Carolina. Lucha Underground style type of match, which occurred a week before the WWE aired a similar package between New Day and White Family on Raw at the White compound. Hardy said, "If the New Day and the White Family would have been there with me, I would not only delete them, but I might even have eaten them. My brokenness has made me become more paranoid and instinctual." Even while the character of Hardy understands that the New Day and the Wyatts were placed in a very difficult spot to follow the Hardy brothers in final deletion, Matt Hardy said those guys having this thing in their compound was a very tough position for them. The final deletion was something that was so amazing and brilliant and masterpiece I performed in front of the world. And only a week later, for those guys to go out there and have this compound fight, especially in such serious environment, when final deletion was such an amazing piece of the art. And it was a hard act to follow, and let the fans let them know that. All right, that's it for the CWN Sports. We'll see you tomorrow with your game results, of course, more news. Hashtag me, CWN Sports, and all social media platforms, including Instagram. That's it for us. We'll see you tomorrow on this channel.